Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Today's episode is Cooking Your Way Through New Year, New Me. And today's culinary tip is going to be all things meal prepping.
Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
On today's episode, let's get into New Year, New Me. Let's get into the idea that you are not going to be the same person that you were last year, no matter what. And let's talk about resolutions a little bit and how we can actually succeed in those. Also, let's jump into meal prepping. We know that every year you want to get into better shape. I know I do. So let's give you some tips on how to do that.
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Cooking Way Through Life with me, Chef Hollywood. And today is January 1st, 2026. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. I just want to say that if you had a successful year last year, then continue it going. And if you had a year that was so-so, then I hope this year brings you everything that you're looking for. I, for one, feel like my 2025 was not a bad year. It actually was pretty good, honestly. And I achieved a goal in 2025 that I've been trying to achieve for a long time. So I'm just super, super proud, but also happy. And so I ended on a very high note. And I hope everybody out there ended on a high note, even if you had a rough year. And I am just sending just positive energy and everything to everyone this year, hoping that all your dreams come true, everything you want, everything you got in line working for it, it all happens. So let's jump into 2026. Let's get this started. So today's topic, I really just jumped out the gate and said it. It's New Year, New Me, because a lot of us say this every single year. And I can honestly say that 2025 was one of the first years that it was a New Year, New Me. And it taught me so many lessons. If anything, I feel like I know who I am much better because of 2025, and I got to know the new me, and I really like it. And I think that changing your patterns, changing your behaviors, changing in general is the only way you can get different results, guys, because, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So it gets to a point where you do have to make changes. And you know, I guess I can say now that I've made some changes, I totally understand it, but it is harder said than done, right? And a lot of times we want to make changes, but it's just like we get comfortable. We kind of fall into the patterns. We fall into the patterns at work. We fall into the patterns with people. You know that you want a new job. You know that you should be looking for another job. You know that your job is not treating you the way that you should be treated, and you deserve more. You deserve better. But the idea of leaving that comfort of that job, going somewhere new, starting over, the possibility of like not knowing what you're doing there, it's a lot. And so a lot of times it's harder to just like jumpstart than it is to just say it. And it also goes to relationships and other people in your life too, you know? Like we know when people are not good for us. Like we know when you're with a toxic person, you know when the red flags are there, you know when it's not fulfilling you and making you happy. But at the same time, you don't know the other side, right? If you leave this person or you move on, like, is it somebody else coming? Like, what if they're worse? You know, it's just so many questions that run through your head. What I want to talk about today is do it. I know that it's scary, both sides, professionally, personally, but do it. Literally, last year, I changed jobs and I changed people and I feel so much better. And I'm only speaking from my experience, right? You know, like, I'm just telling you what happened with me. I hope that it works out for you, but it's one of those things where it's just like, you either do it and try it and see what happens, or you already know what you're doing now. You already know you don't like your job. You already know they're treating you bad. You already know you don't make enough. So you're just going to keep talking about it. You already know you're with the wrong person. You already know that they're a red flag. You already know that they're toxic as hell. So you're just going to stay with that person. And it's just like, might as well try something else, man. Might as well. I feel like the mantra, new year, new me, only works if you legitimately do something new. Like, try something different. So get out there, try something different, and see what happens. You know, this year, I also want to talk about resolutions, because I saw a study that resolutions were declining. People were declining having New Year's resolutions. Like, it used to be something that was really big, and now it's not. And I think, I don't know, a part of the study was saying it's because people are saying their resolutions, and then they are failing at them by February. So they're not even lasting a month. And I feel like, from my personal perspective, a lot of it comes from the fact that your resolution is something that should be obtainable as well, not something that's out of reach. You know, it's nice to have dreams and it's nice to have goals that are, you know, pushing you, but there's a goal that pushes you and there's a goal that's out of your reach in this certain time frame. A New Year's resolution should be something that can happen in a year, if you think about it, because next year you're going to have more resolutions. And so unless your resolution is a plan where it's just like, this year in 2026, I plan on getting blah, blah, blah done in 5 years. That's the only way that it should be going past a year, right? So you need to have something that's obtainable within the time frame. And I think that's something that a lot of us don't do. We will hesitate on starting things. But then when we do start something, we jump out there, like jump out the window, no parachute. You go from not going to the gym, not eating right, not doing any of the things you know your body needs to lose weight, to January being like, I'm losing 100 pounds this year. That's a huge goal. I'm not saying you can't. I'm definitely not the person to ask about it. But like, I just feel like when you go from 0 to 100, literally, that's a huge change, you know, like, because it's not just you taking the magic pill. It's not just you taking Ozempic. It's you putting in the work. And if you haven't put in the work before, then you don't even know what your body reacts to, what happens after you put in the work. And so I say that to say, instead of making your New Year's resolution losing 100 pounds, you should look at what is an average amount of pounds that a person loses each week. Now, what is the average amount of pounds a person loses without working out every day each week? And then figure out what your lifestyle is going to be, because it's a whole lifestyle change, right? If you haven't been going to the gym and now you want to go to the gym 3 to 4 times a week, that's a change. That's a huge change. That's not in the New Year's resolution, but it's in the New Year's resolution, because you have to do those things to make it work. If you haven't been eating correctly, like if you haven't been eating clean, you haven't been eating the things you need to eat at the times you need to eat them in the portions that you need to eat, then you got to do all that as well. That's also a change. So you have to remember that all these changes go into that one resolution. It's not just you say this and then it's going to happen. You have to actually put in the work. So since you are going to put in the work, because I believe in you, I believe in us, I'm putting in the work for my resolutions. I know you're going to put in work for yours. You have to make them obtainable. That doesn't mean give yourself a layup. Like, don't say I'm going to lose 1 pound in 2026. But that also means that your resolution is a starting point. If you know that you really want to lose 100 pounds, then you consult a doctor, you figure out how long it takes for your body to lose that much weight, depending on how much you weigh now, what you want to put in. And that's your long-term goal. But what's your short-term goal? You know, like, what can you achieve in the next 6 months? What can you achieve in the year? And that is really going to be what your New Year's resolution should be, because it's something that you can achieve. Because the other side of it is that when you complete a New Year's resolution, it's just like completing something on a checklist. And if you're like me, then when you have a checklist and you can mark something off, it feels amazing. It's a sense of accomplishment and it keeps you going. It gets you momentum, right? So if you are trying to lose that 100 pounds, and let's say you say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 6 months and 20 pounds in that 6 months, so I'm losing 40 pounds this year. At the end of the year, when you lose that 40 pounds, I feel like it's even easier to keep going, because not only have you adjusted your life to do that for the year, you also have momentum and you have positive reinforcement that you can actually achieve it. So it's really, really nice to do that. I say that too because I'm not just bringing up weight. That's actually one of my goals this year. I feel like I want to lock in physically this year because of the fact that it's one of the few things that I've kind of dabbled in. My biggest thing and my biggest excuse is that I work on ships. And so when I'm on a ship, normally what was happening is that on ships, I was doing really, really well. And I was losing weight. I was in better shape. I was eating right. I was doing all the things. Then I would go home and just be off the ship, home being anywhere I would be, no matter if I was in Auckland, no matter if I was in Atlanta, Denver, no matter where I was, I would just be off the ship and I would be eating worse because I'm visiting friends and family and catching up. So I'm always eating out. And then I wasn't doing a lot of physical activity. So I would gain all the weight back that I just lost on the ship. This past year, 2025, was the first year in a long time that it didn't even happen, because of the fact that now my new position, I don't eat. I can eat well on the ship, but I also have access to so much stuff and my schedule is a little different. And so it's me. I'm not blaming anybody but me, but I definitely didn't eat correctly and I wasn't working out as much because my schedule kept changing. So I need to figure out a way to lock in with my new job on the ship and then lock in off the ship as well, because I think 2026 is my year of physical, getting my body, seeing how far I can push my body and getting it to where I want it to be. I really, really want to lock in this year and make it like a 5-year plan, honestly, where I'm just like really, really locking in. As I'm approaching the late 30s, I want to make sure that my body is in tip-top shape, because now I'm getting to the point where health is a very, very important part of my life. I mean, it should be for all of us, right? But I know a lot of young people, they just think that like getting old is the worst thing possible. But I come from a generation where getting old means that you're still alive, and not everybody makes it to 60, to 70, to 80. So that's a blessing. So I want to make it there, but I also want to be in good shape. Not even just like, ooh, look at him, but like in good shape where I actually can still stretch and walk and be able to do all those things. So that's really what I'm trying to do right now, like changing that, like moving every day. I'm inspired all the time by people that are triple my age doing things that I can't do. Like that just inspires me so much. Well, all right, guys, I talked a lot starting off. Welcome. We're going to jump into the food side of today, because I didn't want to make this a crazy long episode. It's the first day of the year. You know, I just want to jump out the gate and always give you something, because I'm going to be dropping consistently. I'm going to talk about that on the second side of this. But let's jump into today's real main culinary topic, food prepping. So I will say this right off the bat. Shout out to my friend, Chef Kathleen. Shout out to all the chefs that I know that still do meal prepping, meal prep kits, food prepping, and all those things, because that is so much work. So shout out to y'all. Round of applause for these guys. Like, they do the work. Now, that being said, you can use those services because, you know, shout my friends out. Use those services for meal preps and meal prep kits and meal prepping. But also, if you need to do it yourself, couple tips and tricks for you at home. Now, here's the thing. I also fall into the category of someone who not necessarily
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hates meal prepping for myself, but I get bored. I get very bored of eating the same thing. I think a lot of us do. So a couple tips and tricks right off the bat is that you do want to buy proteins that you can cook in batches. It's all about batch cooking, right? If you're prepping, then you don't want to be cooking every day. And so when you get home or when you're going to work, you can take your food or you can eat your food at home. And that also depends on your lifestyle. If you know you work somewhere where the meal that you eat in the middle of the day, let's say your lunch, is probably the worst meal. Like that's where you go to McDonald's. That's where you usually eat fried foods. Like that's when you want to take your meal prep to work. Now, on the other side of that, if you're the person that on the way home for dinner, you stop by the drive-thru, or when you get home, you don't really make great choices in food. You might order pizza and do other stuff. Then that's when you want to do the meal prep for the home. Now, if you're one of those that do both of those, you might want to try to prep for lunch and dinner. And that's really what it is. It's just replacing your bad choices with a better choice. And that's what meal prepping would do, because fitness and health and especially losing weight starts in the kitchen. Like, I think most people that are personal trainers will tell you that abs are grown in the kitchen, not in the gym. And it's true. I can tell with my body whether or not I'm eating correctly, no matter if I'm going to the gym or not. And it really does change everything. So with those tips that we're talking about, one is buying a protein, as I mentioned, that you can batch cook, and then making sure you change the flavor profile of that protein. Let's jump into two easy ones, chicken and salmon, two of the major meal prep proteins. Now, first off, start using chicken thighs instead of chicken breasts. Now, this is for flavor-wise. Of course, if you're counting calories and you're on a different path and you are very structured, chicken breast is going to be a lighter choice for you. But in terms of you just trying to meal prep and eat a little bit healthier than those fast food choices, the reason why chicken thighs work is because they have more natural fat in them and they do not dry out. And when you're prepping them and then you rewarm them up or you warm them up again, they will not be dry. They will still have flavor. They will still have juiciness. And that's why I recommend chicken thighs. Now, salmon is going to be one of the only fish that people meal prep. And it's not just because people love salmon, but it goes to the same process that we just talked about with your chicken thighs. It's the fat content. If you cook salmon and then you warm it up, it will not dry out the way that if you cook a whitefish. If you were to cook halibut as a meal prep, by the time you get to day four, that halibut is going to be so dry, you're going to either need a sauce that has maybe just the same amount of calories as a Big Mac or more, just so you can digest that halibut. So then it's just like, what are you doing? You know, you might be saving money by cooking, but you're definitely not going on the healthier route, right? So you do want to think about those things, proteins first, changing flavors. This is what I try to do when I do meal prep it when I'm off the ship, which is rare, but it does happen. But it's simply, if you're cooking for 5 days, let's say, you want to make your chicken thighs and then you want to make a sauce. And you can do vinaigrettes, keep it calorie efficient. You can just do vinegar, a little acid, little lemon juice, lime juice, and then your olive oil of choice, extra virgin olive oil, and then just mix in different types of fresh herbs. And that's a different sauce to go on your chicken. That's all you need. Because if you do one with tarragon and lemon zest, and then you do one with cilantro and lime, and then you do one with, you know, oregano and red pepper flakes, and a little bit of lemon, and then add in a splash of white wine vinegar. That's three different sauces. On top of that chicken, it's going to be different flavor. You can cook your chicken the same way in your air fryer, in the oven, however you want to cook it. And then you have that sauce to go on top. And now it doesn't feel like you're eating the same meal Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I think that is one of the biggest things, so that your mind doesn't say, oh my God, I hate meal prepping. I'm eating the same thing over and over and over and over again. So that's one of the biggest things. And I'm just giving you examples of sauces. Most of the time, especially if you are tapped into meal prepping, then you'll know that you need to figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And there's usually multiple choices. And that's why I'm saying, like, mix match those choices. Now, on the opposite side of that, shouting back out my friends, when you're buying these services, you do the same thing. You know, just let them know, I need variety. And if they don't offer variety, then you have to figure out a way to make other things in your meal prepping a variety, basically. Like, if they only offer salmon with a lemon wine sauce, then do they offer different vegetables? If they don't offer different vegetables, then you got to figure out a different snack to have today. It's just something to change your mindset and change your routine so that you're not doing the same exact thing over and over and over. I think that's going to help you if you are starting to meal prep and do things like that. I think it'll help because that's one of the biggest questions I get. But also, even when I was doing meal prep and meal prep kits, that was also one of the biggest things I would do is that I would offer different meals because I also just don't want to eat the same thing over and over again, you know? So I hope that does help you guys. I would do meal prepping again if I was on land more, but I just want to say again, it's a really hard thing, man, and it's a lot of food, and it's a lot of cooking, it's a lot of prep. Chef Dre is out there in Texas. He also does it. I have a lot of people that is in my realm that I know that, and I just, like, shout out to all of them. It's really hard work, guys. Like, you guys are awesome out there. All right, let's get into another side of this topic, New Year, New Me. And we talked about resolutions, talked about moving on from jobs, moving on from people, changing all the things. The other thing I want to say is locking in and completing some of those resolutions. Like, you also don't have to start everything on January 1st. One of my things that I, like, pretty much started this year was YouTube, or last year now. Oh my God, it's New Year, guys. But I started YouTube last year, the middle of October. And I gave myself a year to get back to October until I want to see the results I want to see. And I think that's also something that's really, really not talked about. You might not be ready to start your resolution today. You might have already started your resolution last month. But it's still the idea that in a year, reflect on what you did, give yourself a progress report along the way, figure out what's working, what's not working, adjust it, and, you know, just, like, go from there. You cannot leave it up to chance. You know, prayer doesn't work without work. So you can't just, you know, pray that it's going to happen and not put in any other work, because why would he meet you halfway if you're not even showing up halfway? You know what I mean? So no matter when you start your resolution, no matter what's going on, you have to put in the work and you have to make sure that you are you're basically checking in on yourself at this point, right? Because with my resolution, or with that part of my resolution with YouTube, I'm checking myself monthly. I'm checking myself every 3 months. I'm adjusting. I'm seeing what's working. But I'm giving myself to October of 2026 to really say, am I where I want to be? What do I need to change to get there? What's going on? Can we achieve this goal? You know, and then I'm going to ask all the hard questions to myself. So I think that's another one that you have to understand, is that you are the one to hold yourself accountable for these resolutions, for these changes in your life. So you do have to hold yourself accountable and adjust it, man. Like, it does not matter that if you fail and then you just start from ground zero again, because I know that feeling. I know that feeling of, I'm just going to do whatever because that didn't work. Don't do that, man. Like, just really, really try to lock in and figure out another way. I think that's the biggest, like, challenge for a lot of people. But I will say COVID taught me that in a big way. adjusting is so important. And if we cannot do the things we want to do, we have to shift. You have to adjust. You have to just, you know, figure out a different way, figure out a different route. I've told this story time and time again, but I mean, I wouldn't even be here talking to you on my podcast if it wasn't for COVID, because this is not what I was originally going to do. I pivoted, and I mean, it worked out for me amazingly. Thank you. Thank you to all you that listen here. Thank you to all my amazing followers that have been coming up on YouTube. Thank you to people who buy my cookbook. But none of that was in my plan, like at all. I already had my plan going. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I was on the path of that way, and it got derailed. And I think, if anything, you have to remember that that can happen, and you have to be able to pivot, because the world stops for no one. Like, bro, like, something can happen tomorrow, catastrophic. And unfortunately, we mourn and we move on. And that's just how the world works, right? So when something happens in your life and you fail at something, it cannot be the end of your world, because it's not. Your world keeps going. You have to keep going. And I think that's a big, big part of remembering that you set the tone, you set a resolution, you figure out what you want to do, and then you make it work, or you don't make it work. But that's the only options that you got, you know, like, it's no in between. So, all right, guys, I would say today was a chill day because it's New Year's. I just wanted to give you some tips and tricks on starting out with your meal prepping, getting your life on track if you want to do that. It's my New Year's resolution. My biggest one is my health this year. I really want to find a personal trainer. I want to learn how to actually work out and do the things I want to do, because that's one of my biggest things, is I'm really, really bad at going to the gym and knowing what I'm doing. And so this year I was just like, you know what? People come to me as a chef and figure out how to cook and figure out how to do the right technique. And I think that's exactly what I need to do. Like, there's no sense in reinventing the wheel. We already have people who are personal trainers. That's their profession. They're trained. They are educated. I need to go and figure out the techniques that I need to do. And so that's my goal this year. I want to lock in with a personal trainer, get everything I need as far as like technique down, and really, really lock in this year. So that's my New Year's resolution. That one on YouTube. So let me know your New Year's resolution in the comments, or hit me up on Instagram or TikTok or anywhere, you know. Comment down on YouTube, but I want to know your New Year's resolution. Let's hold each other accountable. Let's call each other out. That's also a big thing. You know, sometimes you need somebody to be like, hey, you said you was doing ABC. Now, I won't lie, when people do that, I hate it, but at the same time, I love it. So sometimes you do need that. I mean, my friends do that for me, but we can do that. We can have an online community of these things. If you see me posting myself eating a donut at the end of a long day with a glass of wine and two chocolates there, just be like, hey, chef, you said you was gonna, you know, I don't mind that, because sometimes you need that little reminder. But on top of all that, I genuinely hope that everyone listening to this episode has an amazing year. I hope that everything you work for comes true to fruition, and let's make 2026 amazing, because that's the thing too, right? It's all about what you make it. I feel like we can say it's going to be good, or we can say it's going to be bad, and then like just leave it up to chance, but make it the best. Make it the best as you can. So shout out to all y'all. Happy New Year. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment on YouTube, and keep sharing the podcast. Really appreciate you all. I will see you next week, because this year is also the year of consistency for me. You will be having episodes every single week. I'm not taking another year and a half off. Podcasts, YouTube videos, everything's coming out every single week. I promise. Even if something happens, I will let you guys know, but I will never be more than a day late. That's my promise. I'm going to stay consistent to myself and to you guys. So happy New Year. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.